I wonder, did you see in the news this week that UK passports are going up in price? On the 10th of April, an increase of £6 will be placed on an adult passport, so that they're going to cost £94.50, and a child's passport will be £61.50. That's an increase of £4. And these costs are for online applications, with postal applications increasing to £107 for adults. And if you need them in a hurry, then the one-day service rises by £14.50 to £222. Now, in case you're panicking and thinking, there's a job I need to do, I should say that these changes are subject to approval by Parliament. But if you do need a new passport, then the advice would be get it done sooner rather than later. I also need to clarify that I'm not on commission this morning. I'm trying to drum up passport sales today. But it is becoming more and more expensive to have the legal document required to visit other countries. Because ultimately, that's what a passport does. A passport with the correct visas grants you entry into a foreign country, a country that you were not born in. But have you ever thought there's actually a more important job for a passport? That more important job of a passport is actually to get you home again. We often think that the greatest value is to get us to wherever we want to go, and our passport is needed to get into that country. And each year there's a report given of the world's most valuable passports. And in 2025, the most valuable passport is from the UAE, the United Arab Emirates. This is the passport that will allow you the greatest access to other countries without the need of a visa. The second most valuable passport is a Spanish passport. Ireland comes in at number 17, and the UK ranks at number 40. But the good news is America is 41. And only 37% of Americans actually have a passport. And so we may think that the real value is actually getting us in to wherever we want